nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Welcome, listeners, to Nationwide on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. And today, this is our discussion time, of course. And today we are discussing on the marking of the International Education Day, which falls on the date of 24th January every year, as indicated by the United Nations. And today we are discussing before the event that is tomorrow. And with me in the studio are people who are concerned with education and people who are really working hard to improve education in the whole world, and also particularly also in South Sudan. So I welcome to the studio Mr. Omot Okoin, the Acting Undersecretary of the Ministry of General Education and Instruction. Welcome once again, Mr. Omot.
Thank you very much, Sidar.
And for the first time, I welcome Mr. Julius Banda, the Country Director for UNESCO, which is a key partner on education in South Sudan. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm pleased to be here.
Yes, pleasure to have you all. And of course, when we speak about the International Education Day, we focus on one essential sustainable development goal, which is goal number 4, which is about quality education. One of the items on that is to ensure that by 2030 there are benchmarks, goals that the world needs to realize by that time. One of them is ensuring that all girls and boys complete free, equitable and quality primary and secondary school by 2030. And also ensuring that girls and boys have access to quality early childhood development care and pre-primary education so that they are ready for primary education. And also one of the items also is that learners acquire the knowledge and the skills needed to promote sustainable development, including, among others, through education for sustainable development and sustainable lifestyles, human rights, gender equality, and all that. So these are just few of the 9 points under the quality education for the next 10 years. That is, we are just 10 years from 2030. So let us look at the situation. First, globally, and let me go first, starting with Julius Banda, the country director for UNESCO. Why the International Education Day?
Thank you very much. The United Nations General Assembly proclaimed 24 January as International Day of Education in celebration of the role of education for peace and development. As the Director General of UNESCO has stated in her statement, we are celebrating education's powerful influence of action in support of the 4 P's on which our future depends, which is action for people, for prosperity, for the planet, and for peace. So this is why it is important to celebrate.
Mm-hmm. What is the significance, Mr. Omot, for South Sudan to mark this day?
Well, South Sudan is not an island. It has to celebrate with the world together, because the Agenda 2030 is for development, for sustainable development, and consists of 17 goals. And the fourth goal, which is SDG4, is actually devoted for education. That's why the World Day is very important. And that agenda, of course, is talking of ensuring inclusive and equitable quality education and promote lifelong learning for all, which is actually a concern of every country to reach that goal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I go back again. Go back to you, Mr. Omot. When we started the interim government and also after independence, a lot of strides have been made, and we see more teachers being trained. We see encouragement. We see every year there is a drive, go back to school drive. We see efforts to have a curriculum being designed and all that. But tell us generally, how do you look at the situation now, 10 years from the time we started to have our own things in our hands in terms of education?
Well, the training of teachers is a continuous process. Will not stop. Even also a curriculum is a process. During the interim government, we actually revised the curriculum that has been used in the liberated area. And then in 2006 has been implemented in some state of southern Sudan by then. And then in 2013, we started developing new curriculum, which is a new curriculum for Southern Sudan. That is after the independence.
Mm-hmm.
And this new curriculum, of course, is matching with the SDG 4, because the new curriculum actually engulfs all the competencies for 21st centuries. And the new curriculum also addressing the human rights, gender equity, and also inclusiveness. As a process, we are really great that we achieve the curriculum, which is going to be implemented very soon, or maybe on the 3rd of February, we are going to implement the new curriculum, which is one of the opportunities that will help us to join the SDG for mm-hmm. 2013, mm-hmm. when we reach 2013.
Yeah, which is a big achievement for a new country, a new curriculum, and with all these challenges, yeah, I think the war and the conflict mm-hmm. delayed you
a lot.
6 years of delay, but mm-hmm. Still you are going in the right direction?
Yeah, we are going in the right direction because of the support we get from the partners.
Yes.
Especially Global Partnership for Education.
Yes. Mr. Julius, you are representing UNESCO here. And when we look at the global picture, especially in terms of enrollment of children and girls in particular, the half of the cap is not filled. Mm. What do you say about that? How do you look at this picture?
UNESCO remains concerned at the state of education across the globe. Today, about 258 million children and youth still do not attend school. 617 million children and adolescents cannot read and do basic maths. Less than 40% of girls in sub-Saharan Africa complete lower secondary school. And some 4 million children and youth refugees are out of school. So this is not acceptable, and we remain concerned that a lot of effort need to be done globally.
Yeah, globally. Yeah. And when we look locally, maybe both of you will be interacting on this. When we look globally, and the wisdom says that think globally and act locally. So we have an international problem. We try to see locally here. We try to help sort it out. So how does the government and UNESCO try to make those figures different here on at the local level? Let me start with Mr. Robot.
Well, it's a great challenge, because even now, it's talking about the world, but
yeah,
the figures. But locally, we have the same. 2 million point something is our children, especially girls and youth, are out of the school. And recently we make some mapping for the out of school children to know where are they actually. Are they in the cattle camps? Are they in refugee camps? Are they with families? So when that data come out, we shall know actually where are the 2.2 million out of school children are.
And UNESCO, are you also partner in this kind of assessment?
Yes, UNESCO is looking at these figures together with government, of course, and the Let me first of all congratulate the Ministry of Education that they're doing a great job in terms of setting the vision. I did mention this last week during the global the general education annual review meeting. They have a valid plan. They have a valid vision on where education needs to be in this country. There are challenges. 2.2 million children are out of school. South Sudan lies almost at the very, very bottom in terms of literacy rates. There are many other challenges that we can cite, but what we are seeing as the baseline and the plan from the ministry, working together with UNESCO, we are encouraged that that's the correct direction to be going, including the curriculum that was mentioned.
Yes. Apart from the curriculum, what else are you doing as partners to accelerate education, to widen education in the country at the moment?
One major issue, and UNESCO does this across the world. One major issue is for us to advocate for more budgets for education. When I talk about budget, we want to see first of all a national political will. The national budget should make sure that it's devoting enough for education, especially in South Sudan, where the baseline is very, very low. There must be an effort of moving from the 5% to a place where the lion's share is going into education, to make sure that then the boys and girls of this country are finding opportunities to go to school and have a quality education. So that's the key message that UNESCO brings to the table. And of course we work with government, the ministry, on planning, on the monitoring and the evaluation and the reviews that will continue to take place as well.
What would you add, Mr. Omotra, on that?
Well, UNESCO, they are actually advocating for more money to support education, especially TVET. So most of our activity of TVET,
training and vocational,
training education, vocational,
technical and vocational
training. I think UNESCO has a part, has a big part on that.
Yes, there are many reasons that when you say we have more than 2 million children out of school, there are many obvious reasons for even that or factors that even take kids who have been to school and take them out. The dropout in South Sudan seems to be high compared to the region. What would you say about that?
Well, we have a lot of reasons. The wars that are going on is one reason that make most of these children out of school or drop out. Poverty also is another one. Poverty makes children to drop out. And some cultures also may prevent a girl or a child not to go to a school for a certain reason. So we have a lot of reasons, actually. Mm-hmm. And we need to find them out.
Yeah. So you did a qualitative and quantitative assessment of all those factors, of course, to get there. For these reasons, if we have 2 million people, more than 2 million children who are missing education, and then they will add more and more through the years, and the efforts are not really made to catch up with those, and then we have a bleak future, if I can say, and other nations around us are going by strides, and we are going by a nail's speed, if I can say, and so that is a huge risk for a nation that is not educated, Mr. Julius?
Yeah, it's a missed opportunity if people are not educated, because it has been proven across the world that if a country invests massively in education, you can lift the society from poverty to prosperity. And this is the contradiction that we need to confront in Africa, including here in South Sudan.
Mm.
Children might be born in poverty, but African children have proven that if given the chance, opportunity to go to school, have a quality education, those same children born in those villages, in those cattle camps, are going to be your future NBA stars. They're going to be your future lawyers. They'll be your future accountants. They'll be your future radio broadcasters like you. They'll be your future plumbers. They'll be your future nurses. They'll be your future doctors. So we must give them the chance when they can go to school.
Mm.
And then they will build this nation. The same with the youth, out-of-school youth. If you gave them skills through TVET, and now they are without skill. You give them you skill them, they'll find a job or create their own enterprise, and they'll have a meaningful life. They'll have a prosperity at a personal level. That prosperity will then will add up to national level prosperity.
Yeah,
this is how it works.
And the emphasis, there is so much emphasis, Mr. Romot, on the education of girls.
Yes.
What would you say of that?
Well, of course, the majority that are out of the school, most of them are girls. And as he mentioned, education is actually very important for peaceful society. And if these 2.2 million are out of the school, then we are in crisis in future. Even we cannot reach the sustainable development that we need. So we must take in. And girls actually are the vulnerable in any crisis. So their education is very important so that they take their own decision for their life.
Yeah. Now it is time for interaction with the listeners, those who have just joined us. This is me, Gabriel Shadar, and this is Nationwide Program on Radio Miraya. And this is our discussion time. With me in the studio is Omot Okony, the Acting Undersecretary of the Ministry of General Education and Instruction, and also Mr. Julius Banda, the Country Director for UNESCO. And why we are discussing here today, we are focusing on the celebration of the International Education Day, which is celebrated on January 24th. Every year, and today we are just discussing ahead of time this curtain raiser, and creating also awareness about the importance of education and how we can overcome the challenges of education in South Sudan. Also, maybe if you are listening from anywhere, it's an opportunity to tell us also what is happening there with you, and also to ask the guests here and also add your voice to the issues of education that are facing people and the families in South Sudan. And we have just heard that there is much emphasis and more emphasis on education of girls. So the numbers are 0912062950 and also 0912062079, and the same numbers were also starting with an MTN line is 0921 90, also ending with 2950, and also another number ends also with 2079. The SMS line is 0929693205, and I'll be taking your calls, and also we'll be taking your reading your SMSs for the guests.
Nationwide, we bring you latest current issues, discussions, and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello, Nationwide.
Salam.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, you are talking to Garang Malungdeng from Bantong.
Welcome, Garang.
Yeah, so I have a comment and question.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, so what I want to say, Shadar, if we look in to Bargzal and Equatoria, there is a difference between this one, between the education in Bargzal and education in Equatoria.
Mm-hmm. What would you
because
say?
Because here, you get teachers, they run from education sector to others, different business because of the low funding. So I want to ask our guest in the studio, what is the role of the UNESCO to restore those teachers who run from education to other sectors?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Thanks. That's your question.
That is my question.
Thank you, Garang from Pantol. Hello. Hello?
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Who's calling?
You are Kurdi calling from Islamabad.
Come again?
Makwaj
Kur from the University of Bahr Ghazal.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay.
I welcome the guest in the studio. I would like to ask a question.
Okay.
My question is this. In South Sudan here, if you look at education system in South Sudan, education system is varies from the capital up to the counties. Because most of the quality education is basically in the capital, like in Juba there.
Okay.
And our leaders are sending out their children to the abroad. And here we have education in South Sudan. What is the problem really, if I can ask the director of UNESCO, if they can do scientific research, what is the motive behind? Why are they sending their children outside while country, South Sudan, is where they belong and they are the leaders of this country?
Okay.
Don't they have faith in education in South Sudan?
Okay.
Or what?
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Majak.
Thank you,
Majak. Hello. We've lost the caller on that line, and I see some people have already sent SMS. It says to have a new curriculum in our hands this time is good news to all South Sudanese, and we should remain mindful to do our two national examinations, that is Primary 8 and Senior 4, to be done at the exact time. This is Barjok Dudbol from Willtown. And also, this is John Benjamin Samson from Ye. He says, how can people like us in Ye here get that opportunity since TVET has no branch in Ye here? I think that goes to the Undersecretary, Acting Undersecretary. And another one, he says, curriculum is one thing, enrollment is another. How would you attract teachers who have gone for greener pastures to return and help reducing early girl child marriage and dropout? Example, in Lafon, children remain in primary 3 for almost 6 good years. Just in primary 3. This is Ogwak Simon from Torit. And Peter Gatkos Thiran from Bentiu POC said, let us build the peace in our country. This will give us trust among ourselves, and believing one another is not easy. Let me take a caller. Hello?
Hello, Mariah.
Yes, welcome.
How are you?
Yeah, who's calling and from where?
Lino Bol, from University of Juba.
Lino Bol, welcome, Lino.
Yes, yeah. From the University of Juba.
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, that is a very good program. So what I want to ask to the guests in the studio, why they improve the curriculum to be out, and they were not improving the teacher, even especially teacher of primary school, teacher of school. If they improve the curriculum without teacher, then who will be going to implement them?
Okay.
Yes, this is my question. Yeah.
Okay, thank you for that. Questions coming. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Welcome. Who's calling and from where?
You are talking with Daniel Dengalong from Kajok.
Daniel, welcome, Daniel.
Okay, thank you. So it's very great to have that topic for us. Yeah, I will comment about this motion that you have brought in Mariah today. Is very good, but the reason why most of the children are not studying is about this economic crisis in South Sudan. So most of the people, they don't have property to pay for these children, so that's why most of the students are out of the school. So that one could be the government who is supposed to decide that one, so that they improve the economic crisis. Maybe that number could not be out of the school now.
Thank you. Let me take another caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Gabriel, this is Gerard. Good evening.
Who's calling?
This is Teacher David then calling from Jubalinga.
Welcome, David.
Thank you very much. I just want to welcome the guest in the studio, the country director for UNESCO and
acting undersecretary.
Undersecretary, yes.
Yes.
You know very well that Gabriel Joseph Zedar, in the country where there is education, it's actually normally the ball very fast.
Mm.
In this country, of ours, we have put education as the tails within the ministries.
Mm.
To make it better is that some of the people who have actually completed education nowadays, they are not in the field. As I am speaking to you now, you find that all schools are now handled by unprofessional teachers, which is very bad. So you find that the education system of the country is actually worse to the extent that we cannot develop. What I'm saying is that we have not met UPE, that is Universal Primary Education, first of all. So you have already known very well that from UNESCO report that 2.something million children out of the school. When are they going to school? Since we have known very well that they have out, and still, this is not compulsory. When we talk of compulsory education, is whereby you people must go door to door to find out that all the children must go to the school, and whoever is responsible for that child must take him or her to the school. And if it's not taking him or her to the school, that person must be jailed regarding to the laws. So. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What I'm saying is that did we meet? I want to ask the question to the guest, the studio. Did we meet the UPE, Universal Primary Education?
Okay.
The second is that quality education. Quality education cannot come alone if you have curriculum. Curriculum can be developed by quality teachers. So we expect curriculum to be out, and it's going to be implemented by teachers who are qualified.
Mm.
So even if we have curriculum at the moment, and there are no teachers who are qualified, this one will not translate that knowledge to the learners.
Yeah. Thanks, David, for your comments there, and also for your question. Let me take a few callers, SMS here, and then I will go back to my guests, and then we will take another round of questions. Lajor Diu Guy from Bentiu, he says, thanks for the giving education program. He said, my question is, which curriculum you selected to be permanent to children, and of course, of South Sudanese? Because you always keep changing the curriculum. Tell me very clearly what is it. And also, Tim Dow Daughter from Wangle says, in which ways are you going to improve education in remote areas? And Tim Jacob Dow from Aliet says, education will not be improved in South Sudan without peace. And Mayuko Attack Ngor from Nyamlele says, what shall I do if I want to study while I don't have money for study? So these are some of the comments and some of the questions also mixed there. Let me give the chance for kind of generalized answers from both the UNESCO and the acting undersecretary. Let me start with UNESCO.
Thank you very much. The debate has been very helpful to find out what people are thinking.
Yeah.
Let me just group the questions.
Yeah.
When it comes to teachers, of course, this is one of the greatest challenges that is facing African countries in general, more acutely South Sudan. South Sudan needs a great number of qualified teachers, and I think that is a very clear point. That's our desire, that the government should pay a lot of attention to this, to have the standards, to have the teacher training colleges that are producing enough teachers. And also it was mentioned that teachers might get trained, but then they leave the job because maybe they are not paid on time, they are not paid enough. It's an issue that UNESCO stresses, that we need to have a teacher workforce that's motivated, paid on time, paid enough, so that we can have quality in the classroom. Moving on, maybe I may want to address the issue of have we achieved universal primary education? The answer is no.
Yeah.
The answer is no, and therefore efforts are still needed to actually make sure that children are completing primary school, children are completing secondary school. And yes, there are many challenges. It's not just the issue of money, because education is generally free in South Sudan.
It's supposed to be free.
Supposed to be compulsory and free. So we also need to make sure that families understand the importance of sending their children and maintaining, keeping their children in school. So there are many factors that play, and we need to be working on this to make sure that the families understand the importance of going to school. That's why also adult literacy is important, because I'm sure the callers that have called in today do make sure that their children go to school, because they know how to read and write, because they know the importance of education. So we need to build that awareness around South Sudan that education is important. Maybe I will stop here first.
Some of the issues of teachers and all that, they are running away. Although they are being supported these days, but they still keep...
Actually, let me start with... a call from Juba University that to improve curriculum without teachers give no meaning. It is true. But this new curriculum actually has taken many trials, especially training on teachers. And teachers were involved in the development of the new curriculum. So they are a part of that process. And they were trained and oriented on the new curriculum. And when the textbooks were out also, they were also oriented on how to teach the textbooks. It is true. Those who are in the school now, majority of them are unprofessional teachers. And you know why they remain there. Because there's nowhere for them to go. Mm. Those who are well-trained, they leave the job, of course. They leave the job, and all of us do. But the government is trying its level best to, even we have, during the year, this that has taken place recently, I think we raised the issue of teachers. And many allowances have been proposed and recommended. And those allowances will be presented to Council of Ministers and then to legislative assemblies. Mm. And if they are approved, then the teaching will become attractive. Even those who have left the job, they will come back for teaching.
Yeah. I think there is a high need to buy more pens than buying more weapons.
Exactly.
Supporting war efforts. And how much is a bullet now? Very expensive, one bullet. But if we put the price of that bullet into textbooks and teacher's salary, there will be a big change. So the starting point might be with the budget itself. 5% is really nothing. Countries like Botswana, your neighbors there, they put 45% for education, you see. And the African Union is saying how much should be there for education.
Yeah, actually, the least should be 15%. 20.
Yeah.
And above.
So, and if you are even behind, like South Sudan, you should put more.
Yes.
Those 15 and 20, they are already ahead of us.
Ahead of us.
So, if we want to be more, we should have more from our budget.
Exactly.
And that kind of things.
As you mentioned, that we have to silence the gun, and that 40 that go for the guns go, we refer to education.
Peace will come also through education.
Yeah.
You see, some of the issues here is kind of lack of awareness. How do you have even political awareness?
Without peace, we cannot sustain. We cannot get sustainable peace.
Yes. Let me get more callers who are calling on the line here. Hello. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Yes. Hello. Gabriel Shadar.
Yes. Welcome. Who's calling and from where?
Yeah, you're talking to Gordon Salah from here.
Gordon from where? Monaki?
Gordon Salah from Yambio.
Welcome, Gordon from Yambio.
Yeah, nice topic and a nice topic of discussion. So I appreciate the topic.
Thank you.
It's very nice to me, because without education, we can't progress in development. Mm. So my question is, what is the plan to confuse all those children who are out from school to come back to school? Mm. As a UNESCO aid by the government.
Mm.
Secondly is to improve the payment of teachers. So at least they have to improve the payment of teachers. Teachers are there in the other parts of the country, but the problem is the payment. Mm. What they are getting is not food. Mm. So what is the plan to improve the payment more than okay. what at least to convince them to come back to the normal teaching?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I'm saying is that these are main problems in our country. Mm-hmm. And without peace, we can't have good education in this country.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Gordon. Yeah. Thank you, Gordon, for your call there from Yambio. At last, we had somebody from Yambio, and we had also people from here. And the SMS is continuing. This is Majuk Atwai from Turale. It says, to have technical and vocational training in the country would let young people the opportunity to earn new skills and ability to work for themselves in order not to involve in committing crimes. And also, this is from Tang Nen Koryom from Bentiu. He comments that government encourage education in all the corners of the country. And the question also coming from Deng Mawin from Apada in Awiltown. He said, my question, what is the message to the teachers and the schools who leave schools and join other jobs? So what is your message to them? And John Agwick from Newside, he say, what are you doing so far to implement your roles and as partners in supporting education? And another message from Ding Malwal Alwong from Central Upper Nile in Malakal. He says, children are very small, but they have the capability to change the nation positively. They should be provided with a special care. When they are sick, they should get proper and good level of education. And more questions coming in or comments. Let me take this caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome. Who's calling and from where? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Miraya, is this Miraya?
Yes, this is Miraya. Who is calling?
It's me, Andrew, from Melut County.
Andrew, welcome.
Thank you so much, Gabriel. My opinion about this is that education goes alongside the security. And the government, if the government need to improve education, they have to strengthen its security, because the country now is in chaos and we are still stable.
Mm.
So for us to be stable, this is when the education will be okay. But when the security is not stable, it will align with the prices of the commodities, the prices of the education. So that any other student who can be able to afford paying himself in the high institution or in the primary will be able to do so. But now, the security is not allowing us to do that.
Mm. Yeah. We got your point there. Thank you, Andrew, from Melut in Upper Nile there and far up there in the country. And a lot of messages are still coming in. Let me get another one here. Hello?
Gambia, this is Sudan.
Yes, welcome. Who is calling?
How are you, my brother?
I'm fine.
Okay, you are talking from
Meek?
From Meek or from Nyamlel?
From Nyamlel, okay.
Okay, thank you. Mm. So, the question I want to ask, you know, there is some school who has been collapsed because of lack of money.
Okay.
So I want to know, what is your advice to those teachers who used to leave your other school instead of money? Because
okay,
maybe some school people, they are not used to get enough money, while
mm-hmm.
some others have enough money. So some people used to leave other school because of lack of money. What is your advice to those who used to leave like that?
Okay, thank you. Thank you there. Another caller, hello?
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
You are speaking to Gabriel Peter from Malut County.
Welcome, Gabriel. Mm.
Yeah, my comment about education is actually.
I don't know what's the problem with the line there. It's bringing a song. Hello?
Hello,
yes, welcome. Who's calling? Yes, who is calling? Welcome.
Hello?
Yes. I'm getting you. This is Radio
Miraya.
This is Radio Miraya. Yes, who is calling?
Okay, I'm Luca Wallerin.
Luca Wall. Welcome, Luca.
Yeah, so I'm very, very, very appreciable to the Mariah FM and our guests in the studio there. So this program is very interesting, and then I will ask a little question
to
be answered by. So my question is this: so in South Sudan, it is a new independent country. And if it is new, then it need to education to be in a good system, which lets our children to learn in a way that they will be better in the future. But now it seems that since our independence, teachers have been employed while they were in grade 14, and some of them were in 12. And they were he stayed there. No, there is no promotion and not enough money so that to encourage them to deliver a good education in South Sudan. So now when we talk for the period of this time, so all teachers, it means that teachers, we are qualified teachers, but to engage by the salary, that is why some of them they went to join NGOs and others heading for other facilities so that they get enough money and leave teaching.
Exactly.
So what will be what is supposed to be the way that lets the government to agree to improve this system so that teachers will participate, even those who are discussed to return to school to teach the system in a good way?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you there, Luca Wall. I'm left with 5 minutes, and these 5 minutes will be shared by my guests, the Ustaz Omot and Mr. Julius. Let me start with the Acting Under Secretary to answer these questions and also give your concluding remark.
Thank you again, Gabriel Sigar. Gordon from Yambu is asking what are the plans being put forward to make yes, the ministry actually has got a plan. We have a lot of policies. We have a strategic plan 2017-22, and we have Education Act that support all the bills and all the all the incentive for teachers. So the only thing that can improve education is only the resources. We have to give education a good allocation of resources of the country. This is where we can make it attractive. Even though the approved percentage of the for the ministry of the whole national budget is 10. At least 10. But that at least 10 also, because of crisis, we are not getting it, at least. We are not getting it. So the only thing that education should be attractive, and we have to get quality teachers. We have to also print more books. We have to build more classes, is actually to increase the budget of education.
Yeah, let me go to UNESCO, country director, Julius Banda.
Yes, I just wanted to finish also by saying that it's important indeed to invest massively in education. Any dollar spent on education is not a lost dollar. It's a dollar investing for the future of this nation. Secondly, I want to also state that education also leads to peace. That's why the Constitution of UNESCO opens by saying, since wars begin in the minds of men, it is in the minds of men that defenses of peace must be constructed. Education has that power of transformation, to transform a nation from a nation of discord to a nation of peace. And I also want to just appreciate the listeners for their interest in the subject that we're talking about today. And my hope and dream is that that interest in education should be the interest and dream of every parent in South Sudan, dreaming that their children should go to school, a good school, and have quality education and have a prosperous life.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
And let me have a quick question to Undersecretary or both of you. Are you marking the day in any special way tomorrow? Or just kind of sending out messages?
Well, I think sending out messages.
Yeah, okay. Okay, good. And it's interesting that we had all these... Yes, you want to say something?
No, yes. For UNESCO, it's a worldwide effort.
Yes.
For South Sudan, we are not planning something big other than sending out messages, but UNESCO worldwide is celebrating the day.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and we hope that we are joining the world in paying attention, and you have seen how many people are calling from every corner of the country. That means I'm even happy because I've been behind the mic for more than 10 years, but I'm seeing more people are getting interested in education, just not just politics every day, but this is something very strategic and important to focus on. So let me say happy anniversary for you teachers and for the teachers who are outside there. Let us give more efforts for education. Let our governments, national and local governments, allocate more energies and more funds for education, and so that the 2 million people and kids who are out will be reduced by next year. Thank you very much, Mr. Julius Banda, Country Director for UNESCO, and also Mr. Omot Okony, the Acting Undersecretary of the Ministry of General Education and Instruction. Thanks for being on the Nationwide program. Hope to see you again. And that was all from me, Gabriel Shadar, on Nationwide. Thanks for listening.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.